Welcome to the Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect to our beloved community. I'm Jack Brennan, Connections at UUSM. Today's podcast is brought to you by the UUSM Choir. This is a perfect time to join the choir as they prepare for their final performance before the summer break. Don't miss it on June 11th. Start practicing with the choir right away to join in. Our guest today is Kate Wasserman. If you don't instantly recognize that name, you can be forgiven. Kate is a fairly recent addition to UUSM staff as our congregation's administrator. She works remotely from her home in a suburb of Chicago, and she is, in my experience, an essential, indispensable, indefatigable, amazing magician. She's smart, she catches on quickly, she gets things done when she says she'll get things done, and UUSM is so lucky to have her in this position. Kate uses she, they pronouns. She was born in New Jersey and was raised up and down the East Coast and now lives, as I said, in the Chicago suburbs. She spent many years as a technical writer and editor and still enjoys taking editing projects on the side when she isn't working on UUSM tasks. She loves to get nerdy about processes and spreadsheets and also about things like language and board games and sci-fi fantasy. Kate loves finding new hobbies to dive into, none of which she's been very good at, but all of which she's enjoyed. Currently at the top of that list is watercolor painting, but she's also been into crochet, forensic anthropology, ASL, running, and triathlons. She did her first Ironman in 2018. Her favorite role, though, is being the proud mom to two amazing humans, a 19-year-old daughter in her first year of college and a 16-year-old son in his junior year of high school, and two lovable, if not terribly smart, dogs. Kate, welcome to the UUSM Connections podcast.
Thank you.
I have some questions for you about your bio, but let's first talk about your job for a minute. When you heard about this remote job at a UU community in California, what appealed to you about it?
A few things. One, the schedule flexibility was a logistical thing because I also walk dogs on the side as well. The time difference in California also helps because I am done walking dogs usually early enough in the morning in California that it leaves me with most of the day to do UUSM tasks. And I just have always really been drawn to the UU philosophy. Actually, my wedding was performed by a UU minister, so I've had some connections to, it wasn't in California, but I've had some connections for a long time.
Wonderful. Is the job what you thought it would be when you applied for it?
Yes and no. Definitely the job description was pretty accurate, but it's definitely also been more tasks than I anticipated, which sounds like a complaint, but it really isn't. I very much enjoy the variety. It gives me new challenges every day in all the best ways.
That's good. Where did you go to school?
I did my undergrad at a New York State college, Binghamton University, majored in anthropology and linguistics. And then I did my master's at the University of Chicago with my thesis on educational options for deaf students in the Chicagoland area.
I noticed you talked about ASL in your other pursuits. What took you into that field?
For me, it started out in high school when my friends and I taught ourselves the fingerspelling alphabet so that we could talk across a classroom.
Right.
Then as I got older, I got more interested. I really became more aware of how full a language ASL is, that it's a complete and unique language. I really was intrigued by how different it is from spoken language. And I had the opportunity, I guess I was in my early 20s, to do a summer program at Gallaudet, which is the only university for deaf students in Washington, D.C. And it was run entirely by deaf teachers. It was a complete immersion program. And it was just an amazing experience. It's just stuck with me since.
I think that is the most common misperception about it, is just how much like another language it is. I've done a lot of cases where I was suing people who didn't provide effective communication. And many times they would think, like, if I let my assistant learn how to fingerspell, then that's all we need, you know?
Yeah.
As if just spelling out the words in English using English language syntax and all of that would be a substitute for that. It isn't.
Yeah.
For sure. I even had one time I had a case in which the police did not have a way for my client to communicate after they arrested her. They didn't have a TTD or a TTY, and they wrote her notes. And they wrote on one note, "You will have your hearing tomorrow." Well, what does hearing mean to a deaf person, you know?
Yeah.
But they thought that was just fine. But luckily the judge thought differently. You talked a lot about New York. How did you end up in the suburbs of Chicago?
I was living in New Jersey at the time, and I've sort of always been terminally online. I got online. I was on CompuServe back in 1992, I think, and then America Online shortly thereafter. And through AOL, I got involved in a chat room where I, in the one chat room, got both a job offer and an online boyfriend. And the timing just worked out that it was an opportunity to say, sure, all right, let's give the Midwest a try. The online boyfriend turned into a husband, and the husband turned into an ex-husband. But I got two kids out of it, so right. It's all good.
Yeah, okay. Tell our listeners about your family, whatever that word means to you.
Yeah, I have two kids, as you mentioned. My daughter, Mina, is 19 and in her first year of college. She wants to be a singer-songwriter, which is amazing. I do not know why she can sing, because neither her dad nor I can sing even a little bit. But she has a beautiful voice, and I love that for her. I love supporting her dream of that, however that turns out. My son is going to be 17 next month. He's a junior in high school, like you said. His interests vary a lot. He's very into photography right now, but previously he kind of was a geography guru, I guess. He could tell you the capital of really any country anywhere and identify every national flag in the world. They're both just amazing kids. They're kind and smart and passionate, and they could not be more different from each other, but they're just fantastic.
Nice. And what about your two lovable, if not very smart, dogs?
I've got Cole, who will be 9 in September. I've had him since he was a puppy, and he is a black lab mix, very, very cute, scared of everything, which is funny because he's an 80-pound black lab. He looks scary, and then he is not. And his brother, Hugo, will be 10 in June. I've only had him since he was 5, so not as long. He is a pit bull mix, and he barks at everything, but is also, as most pit bulls are, very sweet and affectionate and cuddly.
Yes. So you did an Ironman triathlon in 2018. Do you have another one in you?
I go back and forth on that. It was an amazing accomplishment. I'm very proud. It was a huge effort that really showed me what I'm capable of. And that was an incredible experience. On the other hand, there's all the swimming. I do not love the swimming. But I spend a lot of time with a lot of people who are still active in triathlon. One of my very dearest friends just did her first Ironman last September. My other dear friend has done 4 so far. So you can't help but get caught up in that and think, well, maybe. I'm not prepared to say yes or no. It depends on the day.
Well, What plans are you making for when your kids are out on their own? Do you plan to travel or launch a new career or go back to school or just get some rest?
Apart from just moving into one of their basements so that they can never leave me, I probably do the boring thing of working. But then also there's hobbies that I've sort of had and not been involved in for a while that I'd like to revisit. I had forgotten to mention to you when I sent you information about me that photography is actually one of my favorite hobbies. I don't know how I neglected that one. I miss that a lot. I do it a little bit now, but I miss doing it regularly. I used to go into the city of Chicago every couple of weeks to do shoots in the city or in the springtime, find parks. I think I'd like to really dig back into my photography and other things like that.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, we're going to wrap this intro up with some quick hitters. I'll ask you a quick question, and you give me an answer. Are you ready?
Sure.
What's the best flavor of ice cream?
I have two favorites. There's a Haagen-Dazs peanut butter chocolate. It's outstanding.
Excellent choice.
And Ben & Jerry's fish food.
Oh, also. Yes. Another excellent choice.
Yeah.
Okay. You have good taste in ice cream. What's the best animal?
A professional dog walker and the mom of two lovely dogs. I can't say anything other than dog. Yeah. They're just perfect.
Agree. Name five good things that happened to you this week.
Let's see. I had a lovely birthday dinner for a friend last weekend. Got together with friends that I don't get to see all that often, so that was great. I had dinner with another couple of friends. These may all revolve around food. Oh, I finished a watercolor painting. It's very plain, but one of my good friend's dog passed away a few weeks ago, and so I wanted to do just a little something. I finished that yesterday. I'm going to give it to her tomorrow, and I hope that she likes it. Let's see. Oh, I helped my daughter. She's just having some tough times getting, still adjusting to college life. And so we just had a long talk about things and how she can mitigate whatever problems she's having and how she just really needs to try to remember that nothing she's doing now is irreparable. Nothing's permanent. Anything that's bad will go away. Anything that's good, she can keep if she wants. And that seemed to really help her a lot. And I felt really good about that.
Good. Nice. What is the most used app on your phone?
Yeah, so to go back to that terminally online thing, TikTok.
TikTok, okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. What's the best podcast? Not counting this podcast.
Of course, yes, of course. I'm not actually a huge podcast listener. The only one I've listened to, besides, of course, this one, and that's a podcast called Smartless, that features Jason Bateman and Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. They're just funny and they have great guests on and it's really enjoyable to listen to.
Okay, that's a good recommendation. What are you reading right now?
I am right in between books right now and I was just contemplating what I want to pick up next and I'm deciding between, I've got a nonfiction book called Because Internet that I've had on my shelf for a while and it's about how online culture has shaped language. I'm really interested in that because, again, terminally online and linguistics.
It's a good match.
Perfect
right.
book for me. And then the other one is fiction, Turtles All the Way Down by John Green. I think it's technically a young adult book, but that's my favorite genre. I think John Green is fantastic.
I like YA and I like John Green. And yeah, I've read that one and it really is good. Yeah. But as is everything that I've ever read by him. So yeah. What is the best thing to do when you have a day off?
My inclination is to say, day off, what's that? But besides that, because that's a very cliche answer, I have a trio of friends, and when we all have a day off together, we gather on either in someone's kitchen, if it's cold, because Chicago, or on the patio, if it's warm, and have coffee and just hang out and talk, and it's one of my favorite ways to spend time. Mm.
What are your warm months in Chicago?
It's beautiful here right now. It's okay. About 72 degrees and it's a beautiful sunny day. May and June, I think, are warm. And then July, August, it starts to get sort of miserably humid and muggy. And then September is warm again.
Okay. What's the best song of all time?
That's a very hard question. I could spend probably like an hour answering it, but I can narrow it down to two.
Okay.
One of which is It's the End of the World as We Know It by REM. Mm-hmm. And the other is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Mm. And they both give me a similar feel of, hey, even when things seem not great, they're going to end up okay. And that speaks to me when I need it to.
Excellent. What's the best advice you've ever received?
I think my favorite piece of advice is kids do well when they can. And kind of associated with that is kids aren't giving you a hard time, they're having a hard time. And that was so valuable to me, especially when mine were little, especially my son. Kids want to please you. They really do all the time. So when they're not, when they're doing what seems like acting up, it's not because they're trying to be bad. It's because something is wrong. And so it's really helped me to be patient and understanding, and really, I think, has helped form a foundation of what I hope is a very close relationship with both my kids.
Okay. What's the best source of news?
So we're back to the Terminally Online.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the best source of news, but it is usually where I first hear about things, and then I go off and look for more information elsewhere, but Twitter.
Ah, okay. And none of the recent events involving Twitter have taken you off Twitter?
It's definitely a dumpster fire, and I have considered leaving several times, but there's enough community there that it's kept me so far, and it's a day-by-day decision. There's times when I think, why on earth am I still here? And then there's other times where it's just a really nice way of being exposed to communities that I would not otherwise have insight into, and it's been a valuable presence for me.
All right. What smells better than anything else?
Again, I can only narrow it down to two. I don't take direction well. I couldn't decide between freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
Mm, that's a good one.
And Lily of the Valley, which is my favorite flower.
Yeah, both good, both good.
Yeah.
If you could get one superpower for just 5 days, which one would you pick? Or are you going to tell me you could only narrow it down to two?
No, I have one.
Okay, one. Here we go.
Right? It's impressive. Time travel. My mom died 21 years ago, and so I would love to be able to go back and see her again, and there's all kinds of other ways I think it would be useful and fun to be able to do that, but that was the first thing I thought of.
And you wouldn't try to change anything in the past or change anything in the present by doing something from another time?
There's that butterfly effect, right? If you change one thing, what terrible consequences that you couldn't foresee
Absolutely.
Will you have set in motion? So, you know, just go see my mom.
All right. Kate, this was so much fun. It was fun getting to know you a little better. And I think it will be interesting for our listeners to get to know you a little better too. I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me on Zoom long distance. I really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you. I did too. It was really fun.
And thanks, as always, to our listeners. Keep making connections.